Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
All right, so Riggins, I have something. Lindsay's gone. She had to take her daughter to Parents Watch Day at dance school. I have something that's going to be controversial to say, but I didn't mean to save it for Extra Extra Funny because I don't want it to seem like I was too scared to say it in the regular radio show when the most people are listening.
Oh, okay.
But it just so happened we were rolling with different conversations today and I didn't get a chance to say it. So I may say it again Monday, but it probably won't even be topical by Monday.
Okay.
But today is National Single Parent Day.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. And obviously it's to pay tribute to all of the work, the hard work that single parents do.
Sure.
And 80% of single parents are mothers. And so they couldn't, I guess, very well call it Single Moms Day. But the controversial thing is I think the day is bogus. There should not be a single parent day. You shouldn't be celebrating Single Parent Day.
They're celebrating the hard work that they put in. Does that make it any different?
No. It's so unnecessary. Because, all right, let's say you're in that 80%. What is the single parent in that 80%? It's the mom.
Right.
The other 20% is the dad. In May, we have Mother's Day. In June, we have Father's Day.
Yeah.
Why are you too good for that to cover you? Why is that not good enough just to cover you as a mom or you as a dad? Why do you have to have something special?
Well, if we look at it really, that there's five pizza days throughout the year. There's a pepperoni pizza day. These national holidays,
I know.
And I don't know that they're the ones pushing this agenda that we need to have a single parent day.
I mean, you as in general, like why does the people who, do you think the people who come up with this and push it are not single parents?
No, I don't.
You don't? You think they're?
Yeah, they're single parents. I probably.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying in general, why do we need it? Why do they have to or need to be singled out? No pun intended. Because they're moms or their dads, their mothers or their fathers. Mother's Day, Father's Day.
Yeah.
And I also think that they should be more descriptive of the single parent. And for example, there's a difference in a single mom and an unwed mom.
Yes.
An unwed mom is someone who was never married to the child's father. A single mom means that you became single by divorce or by death. So those are two separate things.
Yeah. I did look at the history. It was a woman named in the 80s, 84. So that's your generation.
Mm-hmm.
She collaborated with an organization called Parents Without Partners and began a petition to have states declare recognition. And she hoped that this day would at some time become as popular as Mother's Day and Father's Day. So,
and why?
Doesn't say.
That's what I'm just asking though. Why should it? Because this woman specifically thinks that they are more special than just regular parents.
You think?
Of course. It's like, okay, I get it. It's important. Mothers and fathers are important. But what I do is even more important than that because I'm doing it on my own. So that's one of the things, I don't want to make it a political deal here, but that's one of the things about the left that's kind of hypocritical. They sit around demonizing men in society and the fathers and the role of the father. You don't need the dad. We've proven that at one time they were acting like men were just future or potential predators, even to their own children. You know, it's like men suck. That's what the left is always preaching. But then they'll turn around and say, I'm doing this on my own and I deserve more recognition. Okay. Well, if the other part were true that you say how fathers are not needed and they're not important and they're bad for children and toxic masculinity and all that, then how can you come back and then say you deserve something special recognition, special recognition if there's no dad there to help you? Because by your own beliefs and testimony, you said that would do nothing but hurt you and your child if there was a father in the home. So which is it? Is the father in the home helpful and makes your life easier? Or is he a dud that does nothing and gets in your way and he might as well not be there? So.
Think about that.
Now. Would, if they had like some sort these little celebrations across the country where the single parents got together and it was single parent day and you meet and try to find someone, you know, to be a partner with and all that, I'd be all for it. Mm-hmm. And I would also think that would be a really good place for a single guy to go to hook up.
Sure.
You know, a one night stand here or there. You pretend like you're looking for, a single mom as a mate.
Oh, that's diabolical.
I know. But hey, you ain't going to do nothing she doesn't want to do. You know?
Still got to get some stank on the hang down. Either way. Either way. Yeah, that's terrible. That's evil. Taking advantage of women like that.
Mm-hmm.
And men, I'm sure they're, a woman could do that. She's like, I gotta catch a date tonight.
I need to know how much he makes.
Yeah.
I need some help because their dad's a deadbeat. I hadn't gotten a check from him in a long time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'll take my ass down to that Holiday Inn Express in the ballroom and find me a match.
And I know that any woman listening to this is probably going to be mad because they don't understand, anything other than thinking that I'm speaking against single moms. And I'm not. I'm just saying that we cover that with Mother's Day.
Yeah, they'll understand. They won't agree with it, but that's a...
You know why?
Well, here's where you're going to screw it up.
Because they're women.
Hey, I do it.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No.
But, here we are. It's Friday, and I forgot that it's One Star Strip Club Review Day, and I went on about these hot single moms.
Yeah, I mean.
And wasted that time. You'll have your work done for next week.
That's it. Riggins. That's it. Honestly, I didn't have that many anyway because I'm playing. This is my flu game.
Yeah,
this is my Jordan flu game. So I only have a couple, but. No, I hear what you're saying. But again, I think these national holidays are
they're not
to be taken with a grain of salt.
Yeah, but this one was created by
with the intention
some single woman, probably a feminist, hooking up with an established organization to try to create a movement, or as Obama says, a movement.
Yeah, well,
they're trying to create a movement.
You know who signed it, signed the proclamation?
Yeah, would have been Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Ronald Wilson Reagan.
But I have never, ever said that I agree with everything that Ronald Reagan did. I just said he was awesome.
Greatest president ever.
Yeah. One of the greatest ever.
Did he screw this up?
Other than Washington and them.
The OGs. Yeah. The GOATs.
All right. It's a it was a political thing, you know. As somebody, they were already saying that he was trying to give everybody AIDS. Ronald Reagan was.
It's a terrible housewarming gift.
Yeah. Because because they were trying to make it seem like at the time that heterosexual monogamous couples could get AIDS. Anybody can get AIDS. We need all this federal funding and everything because it could happen to anybody. And he was saying, it doesn't happen to monogamous heterosexual couples. And then they roasted him. He wants everybody to have AIDS, you know, Ronald Reagan. Oh. So this comes along. He's like, well, at least they're not saying I want everybody to have AIDS. I'll sign that.
Give me the pan. Give me the pan. Let's go. I'll it's Friday. It. I got things to do.
Like, I got to get out on the ranch.
He could have signed like, we're declaring the moon an enemy of the United States. He's like, you know what? You got it.
He's like, Nancy's waiting.
I get it.
We're going to the ranch this weekend. I'm going to get out there and chop firewood for relaxation.
Yeah.
I might break a horse or two while I'm out there. Sure. I'm just ready to get out of here and get out of this suit. Bring me my cowboy hat.
I'm out. I'm outie.
I'm trying to fight the Russians and everybody else out here. Can bring me some proclamation here. Yeah, go.
Single moms, God bless you.
All right. Yeah.
Take care. Wash your hair.
Oh, he may have said, no, they're not going to get anything, are they? Signing some document that says they're going to get some kind of federal funding or anything. Yeah. You're like, no, it's just ceremonial. Right? Fine.
Empty promise. Don't worry.
Off you go. Tell him I said, what's up?
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks.
What is new radio? New radio is social media. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X.
Come on, let's do it!
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There's a new TJ and Riggins Show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
Skoni spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere. 15% off with code TJ. Skoni, perfect for on and off the course. Redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.